USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's glad House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ended a one-woman blockade on moving articles of impeachment to the Senate. The Kentucky Republican opened the Senate on Monday by saying,
"Well, I'm glad the Speaker finally realized she never had any leverage in the first place to dictate Senate procedure to senators and is giving in to bipartisan pressure to move forward."
Attorney General Bill Barr says the murders that took place at a Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida in December were an act of terrorism.
"This was an act of terrorism. The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology."
The attorney general continues,
"After al-Shamrani entered the building and cased the facility, he proceeded to walk around, shooting down his unarmed victims in cold blood."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Supreme Court will not hear the appeal of a young woman who was convicted for encouraging her boyfriend to commit suicide. Michelle Carter will continue to serve 15 months in prison. Former Pope Benedict is about to release a book. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The release of the book is considered extraordinary, especially because Pope Benedict XVI had promised to remain hidden from the world when he retired in 2013 and pledged his obedience to the new Pope, Francis. He's largely held to the pledge, although he penned an odd essay last year that blamed the sexual abuse crisis in the church on the sexual revolution of the 1960s. The about-to-be-released book is called From the Depths of Our Hearts, Priesthood, Celibacy, and the Crisis of the Catholic Church, co-authored with conservative Cardinal Robert Sarah. In it, the former pope tries to reaffirm what he calls the necessity of a celibate priesthood. At the same time, Pope Francis is considering ordaining married men.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Significant progress is continuing to be made on construction of a border wall between the United States and Mexico. Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan responds to critics who say the old wall is just being replaced and a new wall is not being built.
First of all, it's absolutely a false narrative. Every single mile, it's not just a wall. Brian, you and I talk. It's a wall system. It's got integrated technology, lighting, access roads. You know, if you go out and you buy a new car to replace one that you've had for 25 years, and people ask you what you've done, you tell them you bought a brand new car. And that's exactly what we have, over 100 miles. And, Brian, look, we had a lot of naysayers for many months saying we were never going to achieve this first milestone by January of this year of 100 miles, and we've done just that. And look, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to the Army Corps of Engineers who have been absolute great partners in this. And I have no doubt that even with the lower court judicial activism and the obstacles by Congress, by the end of 2020, we're still going to have 450 miles of wall complete or well under construction. So
Morgan speaking there on Fox News. Houston Astros owner Jim Crane has fired general manager Jeff Lunau and manager A.J. Hinch after a one-year Major League Baseball investigation found the team used technology to cheat during its World Series winning 2017 season. The Astros allegedly stole signs during the home games of the World Series by positioning a camera in center field. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.